Zok de Elga Mishnah Vaitra Masechtas Ahal is Perik Dalid, Mishnah Beis, Tevas HaMigdal. So Mishnah Aleph, we spoke about the Migdal, the big cabinet, big closet, and we spoke about whether the Migdal is outside or inside the house. And we learned that if the Tumah is inside this big cabinet, the house is Tumah. That's because the Tumah has to come out, and where is it going to come out to? It's going to come out to the house. But if there's Tumah in the house, what's inside here is Tahar. The Migdal itself is not Mekabel Tumah, because it's too big. Anything that could take in 40 liquid sa is no longer Mekabel Tumah. Now, we're going to look into the cabinet itself. What's inside this cabinet? So let's say, inside the cabinet, we have a bunch of compartments or a bunch of drawers. Little boxes, each box has something else. Kalim, food, drinks. Now here's what these tevas, these compartments look like. Yesh ba pesach tefach. That means that the inside of these boxes was a tefach squared by a tefach high. But ve'ein biyitziyasa pesach tefach. But the opening to each compartment, they obviously had an opening, and then how did you put things in or take things out? The openings was less than a tefach by a tefach. So wait a second. So they were like little mailboxes in the wall of the cabinet. Right. Meaning to say like the cutout where you put in the mail? That cutout was less than a tefach by a tefach. The box itself was a square tefach. So here's the halacha. Tuma besoicha, if there's tuma, let's say a kazayis of a mace, inside one of these boxes, by his tummy, the house's tummy, that tuma comes out, even though the opening is less than a tefach. And once again, because it's the derech of tumah to go out. We look at it, tumah has to get out. And there's no place to go but into the house. So right away it's metam, everything that's outside. But tumah bebayis, if there's tumah in the house, let's say I have kalim or food in this box that's inside the cabinet. That's tar. What's inside is tar. Because there is no poseach tefach, the opening doesn't have a tefach, that mailbox slot where you put things in and take things out isn't big enough to allow the tumah to come in. So what do you mean? The tumah goes out but it won't come in? Yes. Shederecha tuma lotzeis. It is the way of tuma to leave, ve'ein darkel likonis, but not to come in. Eventually, you're going to have to take the tuma out. And if there's only a small opening, you're going to have to take it out through the small opening. But we don't say eventually you're going to put the tuma in. You're not going to put the tuma in. Why would anyone put tumah in? So if there's an opening of a peseach, tefach, whether you like it or not, it comes through. But if there's no peseach, tefach, we say it doesn't come through. A lot of different explanations exactly how this works, but that's the din. Okay, so if the opening is less than a tefach, the tumah won't come in, but if there's tumah in the compartment, does everyone agree that the house is tamei? I didn't say everyone agrees. Say al tanakama. Rabbi Yosi mitaher. Why? Mneshu yachal leitzia lechatzoy. Yosi says like this. What's the whole point? Eventually the tumah is going to come out. Who says? Because you're not going to leave tumah there. Yeah. But let's say you have a kazayis. Let's say you take the tumah out one half at a time. It's not big enough to be mitama. So you cut the tumah in half while it's still inside the box, and you take out each half at a time, house doesn't become tummy. Or, who says it has to come out? Maybe you could burn it inside. Alisarfa bimakaima. You can burn it in its place, inside the compartment. So memeila tainet rebiaisi. Being that there is a way to remove the tumah without a shear of tumah, or even the tumah itself coming out, the house remains tar. Again, if the opening is less than a tefach. So chazring over, this big migdal has compartments. Each compartment is big a tefach, meaning a square tefach, but there's a little mail slot. So you put things in and out of it. That's not open a tefach. So the din is, if there's tumah inside the compartments, says the Tanakhama, what's in the house will become tumah because the tumah has to come out. But if there's tumah in the house, it won't come in these openings that are less than a tefach. Rabbi Yossi says, who says the tumah has to come out? It's possible to cut it down and take it out less than the shear. So you're not really taking tumah out, that's metama, or it's possible to burn it in its place. And then Mele Zok Rabbi Yossi, not only do we say that if there's tumah in the house, it's not metama what's inside. Even if there's tumah in the compartment, as long as the opening is less than a tefach, it's not metama what's in the house.